I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hey, grateful ones. Welcome to season 2 of After 30 with Cara Erigel. Before we start, let's take a few moments, a few deep breaths to make space for new learnings, rediscovery, and gratitude. Repeat after me. Thank you for this day. Thank you for the air I breathe. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for my ability to heal, to learn, to accept joy and abundance. Thank you for my unique abilities, my kindness, and my compassion. Thank you for love. Thank you for peace. Thank you for forgiveness. Take a couple more breaths, and when you're ready, let's start. Hi, everybody. So many, if not most of us, live our day-to-day lives based on or even guided by our fears. Our fear of failure, our fear of looking bad, our fear of not meeting expectations, our fear of losing control. The best and only way to deal with fear is to face it. You will never really know what's on the other end of your fear unless you go through it. Now, as we get older, we become more intentional with how we live our lives, and redirection and redefining your sense of being, your sense of self and sense of purpose is as inevitable as it is to fart unexpectedly after you've been holding it in for too long. Redirection is scary. Change is scary. But again, allow me to use the fart metaphor. It will stink for a while, but at least it's out there. And my gosh, the release feels amazing. Fear and excitement. There's a very thin line dividing those two emotions. And all it really takes is a shift, using one to fuel the other. Now, how can we face our fear and use it to fuel our purpose? Is that even possible? On a personal note, I find myself being redirected back to my truest, realest of passions, just now with a better, deeper understanding of myself and my purpose. I am definitely still terrified, but more equipped than I ever was in my 20s. Now, with a wealth of life experiences and a unique journey of self-discovery, our guest is here to share his wisdom, insights, and witty anecdotes about navigating the uncertainties of this transformative decade. I can't wait to dive into his inspiring story and learn from his journey. Everybody, please welcome, finally, matagal na rin siyang nasa listahan ko, no? A writer, a poet, content creator, co-founder and creative director of Linea Linea, podcaster as well, host of the Linea Linea Show. Everybody, please welcome for the first time on the podcast, Ali Sangalang. Hi, Ali.
Boom! Hello, Cara. Kumusta?
Hello! Thank you so much for making time. Thank you for being here. And ikaw, kumusta ka naman?
I'm all good. I'm here at work. Maraming ginagawa, maraming pang kailangan gawin. Pero ang mahalaga, nandito tayo ngayon and may chance tayo to share our story and makapagmuni-muni sa mga ganapin life. So thank you for having me, Cara.
Gusto ko yan. Thank you so much for being here. Like I said, no, Ali, I'm so excited to have you on the show. You're someone that I really admire and I am in awe of. So excited ako talaga na nandito ha. Kasi matagal na rin ako fan ng Linea Linea. Guys, simula pa lang talaga fan na ako ng Linea Linea. And I'm also like biased sa mga manunulat, sa mga poet. Ma-share ko lang bago tayo magsimula. Alam mo ba na ang pangalawang kurso ko sa UP ay creative writing. Actually, malikhaing pagsulat in Filipino. Major in erotic poetry.
Oh, wow. Grabe, very specific. Ano? Kung alam ko lang na may ganyan, sana alam ko nakapag-apply tayo sa ganyan, ano? Ang maganda dyan sa erotic poetry, Kara, I feel like kayang-kaya ko yan. Kasi mostly, vowels lang yung gagamitin mo dyan eh.
Ganun ba yun?
Mm. Ah. Sa erotic poetry.
Puro. Oo nga, alam mo, ano? No, but my gosh, I mean, I'm very thankful for that now kasi napa-university scholar ako dahil sa course kasi wala akong kalaban eh. Nung fellowship namin, ako lang nag-isa. So, hindi, ang downside lang din nun, di ba pag writing, I'm sure you've been to like writing fellowships, right? Like, usually, ano yan, anonymous ka eh, tapos bibigyan mo ng kopya lahat ng mga manunulat. Alang takas, obviously, pag erotic poetry, ako yun, di ba? So, hindi ako anonymous. Anyway, so I'm so happy we somehow share that kind of. But you are a writer, a very good one at that, a creative, isang makata, you're a poet. Now, can you tell us, I'm just going to dive straight into it, Ali, okay? Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about how you were able to arrive at the idea of essentially having your thoughts and your creations immortalized for people to enjoy, read, experience, and wear?
Mm-hmm. Wow. How did I arrive to that? Ano, no? Thought. Parang hindi siya something na that I planned. But it came from everyday kulitan, hiritan, conversations with classmates sa school. Yun yung una kong ano eh, stage. Yung platform sa classroom, corridors, sa school bus. Yan talaga yung pangtanggal ko siguro sa puyat ko. Bilang gumigising ako ng super aga nung bata ako, 4:30 a.m. from Novaliches to Katipunan. So siguro, naganap ako ng way to entertain myself and ano na rin, nagulat din ako na na-entertain ko rin yung mga ibang tao. So, nandun muna talaga siya sa mga, ano eh, yung mga rebuttal sa mga hirit sa klase, sa mga jokes. Doon ko unang na-realize na parang may knack ako for words. Fascinated ako with sayings. Hanggang tumatanda ako nung nasa high school ako, tuloy pa rin ako sa pagiging tagahirit talaga sa klase, class clown. Pero, unti-unti, parang nagkaroon din ako ng interest sa Filipino talaga, Filipino language in particular. Sa mga hindi nakakaalam siguro, no, yung panahon namin sa school before sa Ateneo, majority of kids are speaking in Filipino. Hindi talaga masyadong ma-English yung mga bata for some reason.
Talaga ba?
Anong
batch yan?
Ano to eh, 2000...
Naglag na kita.
Oo nga eh. Ano eh, 05-09 ako ng college. Oo nga eh, after 30 na talaga.
05-09 ka?
Na nag-college ah. Wala so man. Parang 2001 to 2005 ako nag-high school. So, grade school ko ay 93 to 2001. So, ano eh, meron syempre mga batang ganun, ano? Pero majority, I would say, ay talagang Pinoy na Pinoy, very kanto yung mga bata. So, yung influence ko rin with the language, sa bahay, Filipino talaga yung Ilongga yung mom ko, Tagalog yung dad ko. So, wala rin talaga akong exposure masyado sa English na language. Nasa school bus ako, nasa corridors ako, na bargas magsalita yung mga bata. So, may ganun eh. Tapos yung pop culture consumption ko ay very Pinoy. Habang nanonood yung mga kapatid ko ng Dawson's Creek, nanonood ako ng Home Along the Ribes, abangan ng susunod na kabanata. So mga very Filipino eh, for some reason. So yun, ano? Parang yung humor paired with yung pop culture references, dun ko siguro nabuo yung interest na to. And then, nung na-introduce naman ako sa college sa poetry, sa literature, doon ako nag-try mag-hone ng skills ko in writing, na magkaroon ako ng formal training sa creative writing. Nagiging ko na rin siyang track sa college, no, communication and creative writing. Mas nakapagbasa ako ng mga sobrang gagaling na mga writers in Filipino. So yun, na-fascinate ako. So wala talaga rin sa isip ko that time na makakagawa ako ng sarili ko. In fact, Kara, dati pag sinasabihan akong writer, nagki-cringe ako eh. Parang kasi, writer ba talaga ako? Kasi kung writer ako, dapat nagsusulat talaga ako. And hindi naman ako agad-agad nakapagsulat. Parang late bloomer din ako. College na ako nag-start magsulat ng poetry na unti-unti napapublish. Nung naging speechwriter naman ako, talaga ba? Parang paano ako maging speechwriter? Hindi nga ako masyado, anong alam ko dito? Alam ko lang, marunong ako magsulat in Filipino, pero ang hirap tawagin yung sarili kong writer kasi parang gusto kong patunayan sa sarili ko na talagang writer ako. And I have to write.
Mm-hmm.
Para maging creative ako, I really have to create. Ano yung kikreate ko? So, dun naman tumawid ako to trying to create something na ako yung nag-isip. So, dun naman nag-start yung linya-linya. So, yun yung pinangugutan ko dun na if I want to call myself a creative, I have to create. Writer ako, magsulat dapat ako ng magsulat. So, dyan ko yung sinimulan.
Ganda. Gusto ko yung sinabi mo that nakakringe ka ng simula to be called a writer. And I feel like a lot of us get that. And you'll be surprised about how many professionals or how many people who have been there, especially artists, matagal na nilang ginagawa, but they still cringe when they're called that. When they're introduced, let's say, to speak or ganyan, parang kakringe sila. And have you read their book, Big Magic? I'm so sorry, I forget the name of the writer, but it's a really good book for creatives like us, no? And for everybody, actually, at that. Na sinasabi niya, ano ba yung bar na sinasabi natin na inaantay natin or gusto nating maabot for us to be able to say that we're actually this? As long as you're creating and you know you're creating from your heart and you love what it is that you do, you are a writer, diba? You are whatever you want. But you have immortalized it in such a way na, kumbaga, and pag-usapan lang natin to, no? Dun sa huling usapan natin na everything happens for us and then you realize in your 30s, ha, kaya pala ganito. Kaya ako pala nadaanan yun. Kaya ako pala nagustuhan yun. Actually, kaya ako pala nagustuhan yun nung panahon na yun. Kaya pala ako makulit nun. Diba? You thought, I'm sure napapagalitan ka ng mga teacher mo. Ingay naman na to. Daming ano. Tawag mo rito, ikaw yung makulit sa klase. Ikaw yung maraming sinasabi. Diba? Nagtatawanan yung buong klase. Pag may nahilit ka. But look at you, able to use it now. And not just use it, but share it for people to enjoy. And gusto ko yung, kasi QC represent, hardcore Pinoy tayo. Yun din yung mga pinapanood, hindi ako nanood ng Dawson's Creek, wala akong pinapanood na gano'n, wala kaming cable, hanggang dumating yung nanay ko. Nung ako ay 9 or 10 years old na, but I did grow up to Filipino shows. And so, I mean, we are Filipino. So of course, people will, everybody here will enjoy and understand and be familiar with Filipino pop culture. Yan yung kinalakihan natin eh. So I love that you fully embrace that. So Linya Linya has been around for a while, being loved by many, thriving at that. Ayun nga pala, naka Linya Linya shirt po ako ngayon, no? Para sa
yun. Boom!
Eto na. Were there any doubts and fears at all at the beginning? Do you still have these doubts and fears today?
Siguro before I answer that, Cara, no, binabalikan ko lang ng konti yung, I feel like yung listeners, yun niya, yung naiilang tayo eh, di ba, na tawagin yung sarili natin ng isang label na parang we feel kailangan patunayan. Pero yun niya eh, parang eventually kailangan mo lang siyang gawin ng gawin para mapanindigan mo siya eh. So parang ako it took time din na to call myself a writer, a creative. Lagi nila sinasabi, gwapo, pogi, mabait. Tinanggap ko na lang siya. Parang kung yan na lang din ang sasabihin nyo, sige, tanggapin natin yan. So ano yan, magkakapantay. So, yun din siguro yung sabihin.
Hindi ako natatawa doon kasi naniniwala. Totoo yun, Ali.
Sa, akala ko, yun yun eh. Ay, hindi. Naano lang na kiliti ako dito nung ano.
Ah, okay.
Dito. Pero, pero yun, wala akong joke. San doon? Walang joke doon.
Wala.
Anyway, ano, speaking of yung sa fear, ano, siguro yun, itong ginawa ko na yun, yung parang kapal ng mukha, yung confidence. Kailangan mo siya ma-develop eh. No, confidence is key. Parang kailangan ikaw muna yung maniwala sa sarili mo. Yung fear nandyan yan eh. Hindi mo tatanggalin yung fear eh. Kailangan matutong harapin yung takot. Dahil maraming bagay na nakakatakot, no, sa buhay. So hindi goal ang hindi matakot. Pero ang goal ay maging matapang enough para harapin yung mga kinatatakutan natin. At minsan, di ba, we feel like bibigay ka. Give up ka. Minsan, pagbigyan mo rin yung sarili mong maging down, no? Diba? Lumapit sa mga friends and family, diba? To seek comfort. Ganun talaga. Pero, hindi ibig sabihin nun na matatapos ka dun. Dahil, maraming bagay na nakakatakot, pero, again, kailangan mo siyang harapin. Dahil, marirealize mo eventually na nakatakot niya to pero hindi ibig sabihin na hindi ko siya kaya. No? So, kung ang question ay, were there any doubts and fears in the beginning? Of course. No? Sangkatutak at dambuhalang mga takot. At grabe yung doubt ko sa sarili ko, Kara, nung nagsistart ako, when I started writing. Kasi I was surrounded by peers who are all remarkable. They're all award-winning writers, poets, mga academically excellent. Kaya ako, very average ako, very floating lang and sakto lang. And then, I don't consider myself as a prolific writer. Ganyan. Pero yun, nakakatakot kasi anong gagawin mo? Diba? Magtitiklop ka ba doon? And kapag tumiklop ka, wala ka ng chance to move forward. Diba? So sa akin, okay lang yun na may magagaling sa paligid. Pero kapag tinry mong mas kilalanin yung sarili mo, doon mo mas marirealize na iba ka sa iba. Iba ka sa ibang tao. Sila may sarili silang zones of geniuses. Ikaw meron din, no? Baka hindi mo lang sigurado, hindi mo tanggap, hindi mo pa kilala, pero meron lahat tayo. No? Kasi walang may monopoly ng ano eh, ng creativity, walang may monopoly ng perspective. Lahat tayo may unique na pananaw. Kasi ikaw lang ang nakakita ng nakikita mo eh, na nasa exactly your perspective, no? So sa akin, kailangan mo talagang harapin yung takot na yon at subukin na mas kilalanin yung sarili mo. At doon ka huhugot ng tapang, ng kumpiyansa na kahit takot ako, meron akong bit-bit na magdadala sa akin sa lugar kung saan ko gusto. Diba? Na posibleng iba sa iba, pero meron. At posibleng makita rin ng iba na kakaiba. Diba? So ako, napaka-kakaiba nung thing ko for linya-linya. Again, humor yung thing ko. Humor paired with creativity, with literature. Ginamit ko yung mga bagay na sa tingin kong biniyayaan ako. Diba? So again, ang daming mga bagay na hindi ako magaling sa math, hindi ako umakit ng stage lagi to receive awards. Marami akong insecurities, pero doon ako tumutok sa mga bagay na sa tingin ko meron akong maibubuga ako at saka meron akong ibabahagi. So yun.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ang dami sa atin, hindi naman natin nakikita lahat ng pinagdadaanan ng isang we look as at a successful person, a successful business, a successful brand, and we automatically think, galing-galing naman niya, grabe. Diba? Idol ko yun. Grabe, siguro napakaswerte naman niya. But the real thing, realest thing about that is that you have been through a lot. You went through a lot. And I love what you said about zones of geniuses. That's the first time I've ever heard that term. Naalala ko lang yung ano, no? If you're familiar with Clifton Strengths.
Yes.
Alam ko pinagawa sa ating. Yes, there you go. So you focused on, diba? Don't you just love the way of looking at a person that way? Not as, ay, hindi ka magaling dito, wag ka na lang. Or, diba? More as, we all have the same strengths and weaknesses, all these values, what, 34, 38 of them? Magkakaiba lang ng rangko, diba? Pero lahat tayo meron yan. Meron lang mas magaling, mas malakas, mas magaling dito. Strength niya yun. Meron lang hindi niya strength to. But then again, because they're numbered that way, you know how to, kumbaga, use that to your advantage. And that's exactly what you did. Kasi ikaw nga, sabi mo nga, ikaw lang yung nakakita nung nakikita mo. Diba? You know your own perspective. So in your own right, you are your own genius, diba? And thank you for saying that the goal is to not be afraid. Because can you imagine, what is the state of life of that if you're always just, diba? And the goal is to learn how to get through it, how to deal with it. And then that's how you grow in life, right? So thank you for sharing that with us, Ali. I love that. Okay, you just mentioned, no, that this was not something that you knew you wanted to do from the get-go, writing at that. So it's not something you've always wanted to do. You didn't even know you were good at it until na-discover mo siya nung kolehiyo. Kailan mo na-discovere na passion mo siya at purpose mo siya?
Siguro nung parang training ground ko talaga yung classroom eh. Kasi parang nung naririnig ko yung mga tao na pag humihirit ako, na-catch yung attention nila, nakikinig sila, napapatawa sila, gumagaan yung mga bagay na, alam mo yun, ngarag kami sa tests, bumabagsak sa exams, may thesis. Pero simpleng hirit can light up someone's day. Sabi ko, powerful to ah. Powerful to. Hindi lang sa ibang tao, pati sa akin eh. Kapag humihirit ako, natatawa sila, natutuwa rin ako. No? At hindi lang to nagpapasaya, nagpapasunod din. Influential din ang humor eh. Na nakakapagpakilos siya. So, sabi ko, oh wow. Again, ano, mas looking back na to, no? Hindi yung during high school, alam ko na yun. Ano? Pero siguro deep inside, alam ko eh. Dahil dun ko hinuhugot yung confidence ko rin eh, na may something to ah. So, tinuloy ko lang siya. Diba? Dahil masaya akong gawin siya, nakikita kong positive yung impact niya sa mga tao. So, sa classroom ko siya unang nalaman at sabi ko siguro, kung saan naman ako dali nito, ano man yung career path ko, sure ako na masaya akong nakakapagpasaya ako. Kaya siguro nung high school, yung tatlong bagay na yung naging linya ko eh. No? Naging guide ko. Yung magsulat, magpasaya, at saka magbahagi. So, yung tatlong yun. Parang ano man yung gagawin ko, baka ito yung gusto kong gawin eh. Dito ako masaya. Ito yung why ko siguro, bakit ako nandito. So, yun. Kumapit lang ako dun. And san-san niya na ako dinala. No? San-san niya na ako dinadala hanggang ngayon. At natutuwa ako na, wow, someone like me. Na napaka siguro mga friends ko before. Talaga? Si Ali, may ganyan. Parang ganun, parang unlayo sa expectation. Pero yun yung maganda dun eh. Kasi parang regardless of saan ako mapunta, clear sa akin yun eh. And gusto ko siyang gawin, masaya akong gawin siya. Nakikita ko yung positive impact niya sa iba. Gagawin ko lang siya.
Ang saya. Ang saya-saya naman ng ganun. Diba? Nagamit mo yung kalokohan mo. At siya yun.
Yun lang yun.
Diba? Hindi lang napagkakitaan mo pa yung kalokohan mo. Hindi lang yun. Nakasaya ka pa. Diba? I love that. Yung tatlong
so, hindi lang benta as joke. Eh, no? Benta rin as a product.
Love it. Ang ganda nun. Gamit mo siya, hindi siya nasayang. May purpose ang pagiging maloko mo. But yun nga yun, masaya kasi, again, you put, let's put you, and you were put, in a room full of like quiet kids, kids who just listened, the kids who excelled at this and that, math and whatever. And you were this kid at the back who was, alleviating the stress of everybody else in the room. You would have been seen by, let's say, a teacher as, may maingay, makulit, ano ba yan? Istorbo, ganyan. But another person who will see your strength will be like, tong batang to, malayo maaabot nito sa, you know, sa larangang ito. Pasisiyahin tayo ng batang to. That was your strength and you used it here. And I love that you said, you know, your, kumbaga, pillars mo, dun sa purpose mo, magsulat, to write, to make people happy, magpasaya, and to share, to be able to share that. And I love that because that is such a beautiful purpose, is to be able to find what it is that you love, your gift, diba? Something that you're willing to do, even if you don't get paid. Diba? If you really think about it, so blessed to be able to be doing something over and over again that you love. Tapos, syempre, sino ba namang hindi gustong kumita, di ba? At mabayaran. Mm-hmm. That's a great plus and that's a need in life. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, get paid for something you love to do and you're good at. You wake up every single morning like, oh my God, excited ka nang magsulat ulit. Excited kang gumawa ng bagong t-shirt. You're so excited. To keep this going. Oh my God. Okay, you are 22 now, no? How long have you been 22?
I've been 22 for, ilan na ba to? 14 years.
14 years. Okay. You being 22 for 14 years, can you tell us about pivotal moment in your life? Because you earlier on, you're one of the lucky ones who sort of figured out what it is that you're good at and what it is that you could do with what you were good at. Not a lot of us are blessed that way. But now that you're 22 for 14 years, may pivotal moment ba sa buhay mo where you realized that your purpose was shifting? And how did you navigate that shift?
Siguro ano, early stage ng life yung high school ako. Kasi again, ano, I see myself as an average student, no? And totoo, no, hindi ako masyadong nag-honors ganyan. Pero ano eh, no? Ang hirap ng school, hirap ako sa academics. Tapos nung grade school going to high school sa Ateneo, kasi kailangan mo mag-test para makapasok ng high school, no? Para kang nag-entrance exam. Pasado ako, pero kinausap ako ng isa sa mga admissions officer. Pinatawag yung nanay ko. Isama ako. Warning me kung gaano kahirap sa high school and that I mean, ano, may not survive, parang ganun. So parang, wow, in front of my mom, ginanon. Ano, so parang, naano ko dun, ha? Parang, oh, shucks, talaga ba? Medyo na, tinignan ko sa as, syempre, na-hurt ako, no? Pero, tinignan ko sa as, papatunayan ko sa mom ko. Kasi alam ko, pinaghirapan nila yung school ko, eh. No, mahal ng tuition namin. Tapos, pinagsikapan ng parents ko. Tapos, hindi ako makakatuloy. Diba? So, naging drive ko rin yung
tool. Drive.
O, naging drive to study harder, no? Etc. So, yung pivotal talaga, Kara, was when I was in high school. After first year high school, nagtayo ng program yung Ateneo ng Filipino Honors, Semi-Honors Program. So, first time in history yan sa high school, hindi lang sa Ateneo, sa buong Pilipinas, na mayroong Filipino Semi-Honors. So, nagulat ako, napili ako ng teacher. Gaya ng sabi mo kanina, Kara, yung teacher ko siguro nung Filipino, sa Filipino, nakita na makulit ako. At saka marami akong kalokohan. Pero nagagamit ko siya in a way na nabubuhay yung klase. Nagagamit ko rin yung creativity ko sa class. Napili ako. Tapos nag-test ako, pumasa ako. So malaking pivot sa akin yun na nag-i akong semi-honor section bigla. From a very average student. Tapos biglang, wow, kaya ko palang mag-semi-honors. No? Medyo source of pride ko yun. Na parang, okay, hindi lang pala ako ito. May pwede pa akong gawin. So, nagtuloy ako, no? Undergraduate ako. Siguro, isa pa ay, nagkaroon na naman ako ng setback. Ano ko, waitlisted ako sa Ateneo. Muntikan ako, hindi makapasok. Tapos yung nakuha kong course, hindi yung number one course na gusto ko. Setback na naman. Balik na naman ako to the ground. Na parang, shucks, ano ba to? Ganito na naman. So, pero, tinawid ko, no? Tinapos ko. Marami rin akong nagawa ng college. So, nakagraduate ako ng maayos. So, bangon na naman ako. Ngayon, siguro yung biggest, ang dami ko ng pivot, ano? Pero yung isang pivot na naman ay nung yung hindi rin yung gusto kong kurso, yung, hindi yung gusto kong trabaho yung nakuha ko. I wanted to be a copywriter for an advertising agency. Hindi ako nakuha. Hanggang sa nakuha naman ako at nag-apply ako bilang speechwriter. At wow, nagulat ako, no? Na para sa presidente. So, na ano ko dun? Na nakuha ako doon. So, 6 years ako nag-work as a presidential speechwriter. So, wow, pivot na naman yun sa akin. So, itong ang point ko, ang haba ng kwento ko, no? Pero parang ang daming twists and turns ng buhay. And mas nandun yung halaga sa paano ka tutuloy pagkatapos mong madapa, no? And dun na bibuild yung character mo, eh. No? Dun mo mas nakikilala yung sarili mo. Nagiging guide mo yun. Kasi lahat tayo magkakasetback, eh. Lahat maraming, hindi talaga madali, no? Hindi madali ang buhay. Pero, nasa kung paano mo rin siya harapin. And siguro, malaking tulong din sa akin ng humor. Di ba? Hindi masyadong seryosohin lahat, kahit gaano ka seryoso yung mga nangyayari. Pero hindi rin ibig sabihin na hindi mo sineseryoso, ay tinatawanan mo na lang. kailangan mo pa rin seryosohin yung mga So parang ako yung kalokohan, sineryoso ko siya at sineryoso ko yung ano yun. Sa pagiging seryoso ng buhay, ginamitan ko rin ang kalokohan. So yun, ganun na nangyari.
Ang ganda nun. Ang daming pivots. Pero tama ka, no? Sabi nga, I think it was my mom who told me that, don't take life too seriously. Like, you gotta have to breathe and relax. Pero ang ganda nun na nasabi mo, ganun talaga, maraming mga pivots na mangyayari sa buhay natin. There's so many things that you expected or hoped for na hindi nangyari, pero na-redirect ka somewhere else. But the thing is, we tend to see those redirections, especially when you're in the moment. It's easy to say it now, no? On an outsider's point of view. But when you're in the moment, you see it as failures. Like, for example, nung hindi ka natanggap sa isang trabahong gusto mo. But you were redirected to become something else, something much bigger, something that was more useful, not just to a company, but for the entire nation. Hindi ko nga yan alam, ba? Ngayon ko lang nalaman yon. But in the same way, I just like to share for a little bit, no? There were also so many, I was so nakaganito, no? In focusing on like our pivotal moments in our 30s. That's what I really wanted to talk to you about. But I love that you brought in your, basically your entire life, all the pivots. And that's so true. Because, my God, so many pivots in my life as well. And I was, yung mga waitlisted, yung, almost hindi pumasok. Hindi ako actually pumasok ng UPCAT. Pumasok ako ng UPCAT Laguna. Los Baños. That was where I was supposed to go. But my lola did not want me to leave Metro Manila. So, nag-audition ako sa theater sa UP Diliman para makapag-Diliman ako. Thankfully, nakapasok. Pero waitlisted din. Yung mga ganun. And then, when I graduated, I thought I was gonna be a theater actress. I thought I was gonna be in theater. I thought I was gonna be a writer. But nag-pivot, hindi rin. You know, but all of those things in my life that I feel like I wanted to become that I wasn't able to become, or I tried and I felt like I wasn't that good at, I saw them as failures at the time. Because hindi ko nakuha yung gusto ko. Hindi ko na-prove sa mundo, sa nanay ko, sa sarili ko, na deserve ko yun. But then as you get older, you realize, like I said, all of those things are redirections and they happen for us. And then you gain all of the knowledge and all of the experiences builds character, number one, like you said. And more importantly, teaches you how to move forward with your life. And because there are going to be a lot more setbacks. Now, it takes a lot of self-discovery and self-acceptance to be able to get to that point and be grateful for all of those experiences and use it in your life. Now, Ali, how were you able to, you know, what do you think is the role of self-discovery and self-acceptance pagdating sa redirecting mo, redirection mo sa buhay mo?
Wow. Yung self-discovery, self-awareness, ay compass mo eh sa buhay. No, kasi maliligaw-ligaw ka eh. Hindi natin memoryado yung ano, no, yung daan papunta sa gusto nating puntahan sa buhay. Pero kung sa journey mo, matutuhan mong mas makilala yung sarili mo, ma-calibrate mo yung moral compass mo. No? Napakahalaga nun. Kasi kung clear sa'yo yung values and principles mo in life, ano yung mga pinaninindigan mo as a person, saan ka man dali ng buhay, no? Hindi ka mawawala kung klaro sa'yo yun. So, yun, I feel like, ano eh, yung self-discovery, self-acceptance, nung naligaw-ligaw ako, nagkaroon ako ng setbacks in life, mas dumali yung redirection ko eh. Dahil, hindi man itong exact path na to yung tutuluyan ko, pero clear sa akin kung ano yung sino ko, at ano yung gusto kong gawin, saan ako masaya, ano yung tingin kong purpose ko sa buhay. Madali sa akin tumingin at mag-try ng ibang path. At yun, no? Kasi kung nakafocus ka dun sa daan, hindi dun sa paanan mo, sa sarili mong paa, parang maano ka talaga, ma-frustrate ka, madi-dishearten ka. Pero kapag ka confident ka sa sarili mong hakbang, sarili mong kompas, kahit saan ka dalin, no? Ma-appreciate mo yung daan na yun. Kung saan ka mandali ng buhay.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Sa kang tunay na makata, Ali. I love your use of words. Nakakakiliti ng utak. Tsaka ang sarap-sarap, can I just say? Ang sarap-sarap magsalita sa wika natin. Because it just, they're so... Tapos bigay ng English ako, no? Ay, sa English kasi yung show ko. Pero there's just so much weight. May bigat. At talagang ramdam na ramdam mo kapag sinabi mo siya sa... Kapag may sinabi kang salita in our language, it just feels so much heavier and so much deeper. And I love that. You know, if you're confident sa hakbang mo, sa sarili mong hakbang, dun ka nakafocus. And the way I'm hearing it, the way I'm seeing it, is your intentions. Diba? Yung intention mo within yourself is very clear. So regardless of all of those other pivots, ano yung salitang yun? Naisip ko tuloy yung Tagalog. Basta, maiba man ang direction mo, ma-shift ka ng ganyan, yes, matulak ka sa ganito yung direction, malihis ka sa iyong daan. Thank you very much. Malihis ka man sa iyong daan, your intentions are very real to you and to you alone. And so, alam mo kung paano mo i-redirect ulit yung sarili mo with the same intention and the same purpose. Now that you're 22 for 14 years, ito bang perception mo, nagkaroon ba ever ng impact ang perception mo sa iyong edad with your willingness to explore new opportunities and redefining your purpose? Because we usually think in your 22 plus 14 years of living, you should already like figure out life, dapat stable ka na, dapat walang nagbabago, dapat explore mo eh, set ka na in your life. Like, did that ever, your age ever impact yung willingness mo na mag-explore?
Sa totoo lang, parang di ako super conscious about my age. Siguro, baka nga bumaliktad eh. Kasi when I was 23 to 29, yun yung time na nasa government ako. Bata ako nun.
Batang-bata ka pa nun.
Pero, nasa Malacanang ako. Surrounded by all these older people, no? So parang pang matanda yung eksena na yun para sa isang napakabatang batang writer. So hindi ko, maaga akong tumanda doon, sa totoo lang, no? And wow, ba't ako nandito? Para akong bugoy dito, nasa mga cabinet meetings, tas alam mo yun, parang gusgusin, pero nandun ako. So parang maaga akong tumanda doon, pero weird kasi after ko naman mag-government, nag full time ako sa linya-linya, matanda naman ako na parang bata. Hindi ako pwede masyadong tumanda, kaya pinaninindigan ko yung 22 eh. Kasi, di ba, yung linya-linya, very into the new, no? to youth, to trends. So, hindi naman ako masyadong pwedeng tumanda. So, ako yun eh, parang, di ba, ang point ko, parang bata ako na napunta sa isang lugar na parang ang expectation ay napaka-mature mo na. Nasa age naman ako ngayon na mas matanda na ako, pero gumagawa ako ng memes. So 20s na gumagawa ng speech, kasamang gumawa ng sauna, sabay 30s na gagawa ng meme at ng t-shirt. So my point is, parang baka dapat hindi tayo masyadong maging conscious about our age, and paano yan magkakaroon ng impact sa willingness natin to explore new opportunities, no? And i-define yung purpose natin. And yung purpose din, nag-evolve yan eh. Diba? Ako nga, siguro, ang ganda ng Filipino translation ng purpose, Kara, yung papel. No? Ano yung papel mo sa buhay? And yung papel, diba? May burador eh. Yung burador, yung scratch paper mo eh. Pwede kang magkamali. Pwede kang may isulat. Pwede kang may burahin. Pwede kang may pilasin mo sa at doon ka ulit sa susunod. Pero parte yun ng buong, binubuo mong libro eh, ng buhay mo. So, parang yung papel natin hindi isa. Pwede siyang may isulat kang bago, pwede kang may burahin, pero lahat yan, parte ng buhay natin. So, sa akin, hindi dapat natin kinakahon kung ano yung purpose natin. At, di ba, maging bukas tayo sa pag-redefine ano bang ibig sabihin ng existence natin dito sa mundo. At pwedeng mag-iba yan. At dapat maging bukas tayo sa mga pagbabago na yun.
That's so profound, Ali. Can I just? Moment of silence, please.
Ano ba yan? Dapat joke lang ko eh.
Sorry, nasa after 30 ka eh. Medyo na ano, na we, I enjoy digging deeper into, you know, people's truest of emotions. But no, that's so profound, really. And I'm not even kidding. The Filipino translation of purpose is papel. And, di ba, pwede mong pilasin, pwede kang magsulat pa ulit sa papel. You know, that's beautiful. And I love that. Thank you so much for sharing it that way with us. That's just beautiful. Sulat natin sa t-shirt yan. Oh my God. Ang ganda nun. I would love for a lot of us, hopefully, our generation and I mean, sa lahat ng mga nakikinig ngayon, no, na magkaroon tayo ng redefined definition of this, you know, the seasons in our lives and yung papel nga natin sa buhay. At to for us to be able to see it that way, not just like a road na dire-diretso lang na kapag hindi mo nakuha yung gusto mo or you weren't able to be what you expect, you were expecting yourself to be, that it ends there or that you're a failure. Yeah, you can always rewrite it and redirect it. And we can always change the stories in our heads. That's the thing, eh? We create these stories in our heads of who we are supposed to be, of who we are now, because of all of our combined experiences. But what are stories? Stories can be rewritten, right? And we all have the power to be able to rewrite our stories and our purpose sa papel natin. I love that. In hopes of changing and redirecting, revising the way that the future generation will see themselves and their purpose in the world, how would you describe, sabi nga nila, diba, it'll be the easiest to understand if a child understands how you explain one thing. How would you describe your redefined purpose, let's say, to a child?
How would I describe...
Ayan na, isa, bilang isang manunulat at makata.
Naku, ang hirap. Kasi kung sa bata, no, sabihin ko muna siguro, uy, laki mo na. Dati, ganito ka lang. Ha? Ngayon, ganito ka na.
Pinoy yun, ha?
Paano ba? Nahirapan ako sa question na to. How would I describe my redefined purpose? No, siguro, ano? No, parang ano eh.
Hello, Kuya Ali.
Ay, hello. Baby Kara, ikaw, laki mo na. Alam mo, ano? Lagi akong tinatanong kung anong gusto kong maging. No, nahirapan akong sagutin eh. Diba? Kasi si... yung ibang mga tito at tita mo, no, lagi nila nasasabihin, engineer, gusto nila maging doktor, gusto nila maging abogado, si Tito Ali mo, hindi niya alam eh, no? Siguro gusto niya lang maging mabuting tito, no? Gusto niya lang maging siya yung cool tito na nakakatawang tito. And walang masama doon, no? Kung hindi pa klaro sa akin kung anong gusto ko, pero siguro nasa process siya ng, nasa ano siya, no? Nasa process siya ng pagkilala na sa sarili. Kaya ikaw, habang bata ka, di ba, siguro ang pinakamahalaga ay to experience life, no? Na huwag ka matakot na sububok, no? Huwag ka matakot na magkamali. Okay lang magkamali. Mahalaga, no? Naiintindihan mo yung pinagdaanan mo. At alam mo kung paano ka mas magiging mabuti sa susunod. So, yun. Kung ano man yung maging maisip mong purpose mo sa buhay, eh, malalaman mo rin yan eventually. At kung mag-iba siya, walang problema dun. No, ako, diba, malaga, diba, you stay true to yourself. Mabuti ka, maging mabuti ka. Maging, at sana kung ano man yung gagawin mong sa buhay, sana merong impact na hindi lang din sa sarili mo, pero sa ibang mga bata rin.
Thank you po, Kuya
okay,
Ali.
Okay, sige. Balik ka na sa nanay mo.
Yung 5 pesos ko po.
Ay, nako, wala. Mahal. Ngayon, wala ka na mabibili sa 5 pesos.
I love that. Thank you so much, Ali. Alam mo, I like asking this question and having people explain themselves to a child because I wish we I mean, I'm sure a lot of us, you know, we heard so many great things from our authoritative figures, diba? From our parents, titos, mm-hmm. titas, teachers. But a lot of times, yung mga pinaka ganitong klaseng usapan ba is not mm-hmm. said to a child. Diba? Actually, a lot of the essential things in life, like money, sex, mm-hmm. all of those things, you're not able to explain well to a child. And so it's great that you were able to say it that way as clearly as possible. Last couple of questions for you, Ali. Ito naman, sa mga kaedaran nating 22 plus 14, what advice would you give others who are starting their journey of rediscovery and redirection?
Wow, sabihin ko siguro sa kanila yung lagi kong sinasabi sa The Linya-Linya Show. Mahalaga ang bawat takbang, lakad lang, mahanap mo rin ang linya mo. So, yun yung advice ko sa kanila na parang marami tayong pagdadaanan sa buhay, no? At siguro may mga pagkakataon na pakiramdam natin yung dinadaanan natin ngayon ay naliligaw tayo, hindi tayo sigurado, no? Pero habang umuusad ka, lumalayo ka, pag tinignan mo ulit yung dinaanan mo, parang yung mga bagay pala na dinaanan ko na yun, mahalaga pala yun ha, para umabot ako dito kung nasan ako ngayon.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya yun yung advice ko sa mga nakikinig, sa mga nag-start pala ng journey nila, na tuloy lang, no? Ano, mahalaga ang bawat takbang, lakad lang, no? And kung madapa, tayo lang, no? And yun sa paglalakad, dun mo mahanap kung saang linya yung dadaanan mo, no? Para saang linya ka, no? Sa buhay na to, no? So, yan po ang advice ni Tito Ali, ano? Sa mga
I love that. Ang sarap naman makausap ng isang makata. I love it. That's beautiful. Last question for me, Ali. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Sure na audiogram ko na yun, no? Yan ang isi-share natin. Hihiramin ko yung linya mo na yan. To share natin sa ating After 30 listeners. But one last question I ask every guest I have on the show, which is a great way of kind of redirecting and grounding us in our everyday lives, as busy as it may be for you, no, for a lot of us and for our listeners as well, is to come back to what we are grateful for and actually acknowledge it. Shout it out to the universe. Diba? Pasalamat sa kung anong meron tayo ngayon. I would like you to be able to do that. Please share with us what you're grateful for in this moment. It can be one thing, 10 things, completely up to you.
Well, una, I'm thankful dito sa invitation ni Kara. Thank you, Kara, no, for this opportunity to share my story. At itong mga dinaanan ko, sobrang daming pasasalamat, no? Hindi siya bagay na ako lang ang gumawa. Marami sa mga ginawa ko ay nanggaling sa tulong ng iba. Hindi siya something lang na, pinagsikapan ko yan. Oo, pinagsikapan ko siya, pero maraming bagay din yung, maraming luck din nakasama. Maraming tulong sa mga kaibigan, sa pamilya. Yun yung gusto kong pasalamatan siguro. Lahat ng mga tao na hindi tayo iniiwanan. Ano? Maraming beses din tayong nahirapan, pero nandyan for us. So, doon ako grateful ano, sa mga tao na yun. And ayun, grateful lang sa bawat opportunity to share na itong mga dinadaanan ko. Grateful din ako sa paikinig sa mga kwento ng ibang tao, kwento ni Kara na na-inspire din ako. So, maraming tao, no? Gusto ko sabihin na mahirap yung buhay, no? Ang hirap mabuhay. Pero, lagi pa rin may dahilan para ngumiti, no? Magpatuloy, lumaban, at magpatuloy, no? Sa buhay. So, sa akin, malaking tulong yung gratitude talaga, na maging thankful ka sa mga dinadaanan mo. Parehong mabubuti, at kahit hindi masyadong mabubuti na tinutuloy sa buhay, lahat naman yan ano, nakakatulong din sa pagtuloy natin. So, yun. No, marami. And ako, nagpapasalamat ako sa pagkakataon na makapagpasalamat dito sa show ni Kara. Kasi sa gaano ka busy ang buhay, bago ako sumalang dito, galing din ako sa recording, galing ako sa meeting, pagtapos nito, may pupuntahan na naman akong isang lugar, magtatrabaho ulit ako. Ano no? Yun, grateful ako sa mga opportunities na makapag-stop at makapag-usap, makapag-isip-isip, makahinga para makapagpasalamat. Salamat, Kara. Yun.
Maraming salamat, Ali. Isa kang tunay na manunulat. Talagang naiikot mo ang lahat ng sinasabi mo. Buong buo, I love it.
Ayos ba?
You're a true storyteller. No, but thank you so much. I am so grateful for you. Now that I know, you know, I know you're so busy. Thank you so much for making time and making space for this. Thank you so much. Please invite them as well to listen to your show with your millions of followers, and also check out your socials. Invite them. Go ahead, please.
Yes. No. Hello to everyone dito sa podcast ni Kara. Sana follow nyo yung Linya-Linya sa social media. Mahanap nyo naman yan. Mabisita nyo yung linyalinya.ph. No? Again, no, sana makatulong yung Linya-Linya sa kahit paano pagpapangiti sa atin sa hirap ng mga nangyayari. Pero sana maging source of smiles, of joy, of motivation. At sa linyalinya.ph, no, lalo na ngayon, coming Christmas season, sana mapuntahan nyo, no, kung nag-iisip kayo ng mga gifts for your friends, your family, your loved ones, yourself, go to gift shop nyo sana yung linyalinya.ph. Marami kaming mga kalokohan dyan, at saka marami kaming mga bagong collaborations with Ben and Ben. Wow, thank you, Lord. Grateful ako doon. With Mr. Ryan Kayabyab, grateful din ako doon. Mm-hmm. So, grabe, no? Ang daming mga blessings din when it comes to collaborations sa Linya-Linya. And, Kara, right after this recording, pupunta ako sa Big Fuzz. We just opened a speakeasy cocktail bar in Makati. 2 weeks old pa lang siya. So, follow nyo rin sa Instagram. What's the Big Fuzz? So, BIGFUZZ. Nasa may Abersolo Street, Makati kami. Sana makapunta kayo dyan. No? Magandang space siya for conversations, for good, ano, no? Good drinks, and magandang vibe. No? So sana supportahan niya rin yung Big Fuzz.
Congratulations! Yes, of course!
Show pala, sorry, Kara, no? Follow, subscribe, no? Spotify, The Linya-Linya Show. Meron din akong episode with Kara doon. Sana pakinggan nyo. So yeah, support. Yes.
Thank you very much. Oh my God, pag-uwi ko ng Maynila, yan ang una kong pumuntahan na bar. What's the Big Fuzz?
Yes.
I love it. I hope I see you there, Ali. But thank you so much for being here. Like I said, thank you so much for sharing your purpose with us, your writing, your purpose and intention of making people happy, and for sharing your talent and your passion in hopes of making more and more people happy as well. Thank you so much, and I'll see you soon, Ali. Usap tayo ulit. Hopefully, soon. It is not the last, for sure. And thank you so much, everybody. I hope you have a great day. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.